We're looking for feedback on what home life is like. We're looking for feedback on what's it like when you go out to the grocery. We're looking for feedback on those who are still working on what that experience is like. And we're doing it by answering, by asking specific questions that we're presenting on our Facebook page on a biweekly basis. But we're also enabling people to come to the particular site where they can write their responses to the questions we're posting on Facebook, as well as accessing all the other questions if they desire to do that.
So the museum is also encouraging people to start a journal about their experiences, even if it's just for their own personal fulfillment. What do you feel is the value in that for folks to do during this time?
I think for individuals themselves, journaling their own experiences can be very valuable. Maybe even a little bit cathartic, but being able to share that experience later on with their own members of their families and future generations, I think can also be very rewarding. And those who do decide to do it privately, I think it's really great, but maybe somewhere down the line they might change their mind and decide to share with the museum.
So, how big of a pivot is this for a museum where you are working on collecting artifacts from our past to bring into the present, but now you're talking about collating the present and preparing it for the future? How different is that?
It's really not different at all, simply because we pretty regularly are doing oral history projects that are associated maybe with exhibits that we are developing or with other past events. And so we're basically doing the same thing. We're asking people questions, we're getting their responses. We're just not doing it in person.
And understandably, you're looking for stories that people will view in future generations about this very particular time in our history. But I'm wondering about what sort of physical things that you will want to save for the future that will remind people of this particular time. I don't know, like curbside chairs, mobile phones, those sorts of things that give people an idea about this time. And any thoughts about that at this point?
There are so many things that we could potentially collect and either archive or add to our object collection. So, for example, we would love to see photographs that individuals are taking of the activities that they are involved in while they're at home. I had one response for one of the questions, and the mother mentioned that they had a camping trip in their backyard. I hope they took a picture of that because that would be a great thing to a great way to illustrate what people are doing to document their experience. But we're also, so photographs, we're seeing lots of signs on businesses that they're closed. We're probably going to try to collect some of those signs. But what are the resources people are finding most important right now? There's issues about lack of toilet paper or hand sanitizer. There are going to be all kinds of objects that we're going to be interested in collecting later on.
And since a lot of the submissions that you're asking for are going to be put in electronically, is this a sign of how museums are changing and will have to change even more for future generations?
The museum has been into the digital collecting for a while now, and most museums are. So we are not addressing something new. We're expanding our capacity to do that, of course. But always there will be a need for objects to help illustrate what our community has experienced. They're great tools for helping to tell the story of those experiences.
And do you think living through an experience like this, living through history, changes how people view history, makes it more real?
Living through an experience like this definitely makes it more personal. When you look back at history and you read a past about past events that are similar, and you've actually experienced something similar, it just makes it so much more relatable. And so, yeah, experiencing something like this can draw you into looking at history and make you better able to relate to it.
And we're still in the early stages in this pandemic, it looks like, and we don't know what the full health, social, and economic consequences of this will be yet. But what do you think McLean, or how do you think McLean County will be remembered as we look back on this time with history as perspective?
Well, I'd really like to answer that question in a different way. I think one of the things that we want to do with this project is, as the pandemic condition continues, as it goes on longer, sheltering at home, our attitudes and experiences are going to begin to change. And so while we're collecting right now, we're getting a certain kind of experience. And I'm sure as time passes and we continue through this epidemic, some of those feelings and reactions may change, and documenting that too, I think, can be particularly interesting. I really believe that in the future, members of our community will look back and say, hey, we all pulled together, we did our best to get through this and to help each other out wherever possible.